August 11th, 2020, public hearing at 6:30 regarding Local Law 3 of 2020 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to a public hearing here at Monroe Town Hall in relation to Local Law 3 of 2020. And it is an amendment to Chapter 149, Zoning, the Code of the Town of Monroe. And at this time, I acknowledge that we have a quorum present. And I would ask the town clerk to read the public notice regarding the proposed local law.
The ad ran on August 1st, 2020. It stated, Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on August 11th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 3 of 2020. If adopted, Local Law No. 3 of 2020 would amend Chapter 149, Zoning, and the bulk and use schedules to limit multifamily dwellings to the UR zone and limit two-family dwellings to the R2 and UR zones. Due to public health and safety concerns, the public will not be permitted to attend at the remote locations where board members or department heads or staff will be situated or in any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. Please take further notice that the materials for the public hearing and the link to the Zoom site are available on the town's website at www.townofmonroe.org. Written comments on Local Law No. 3 of 2020 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law No. 3 of 2020 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Regarding the meeting being closed to the public, this is provided for as a result of an extension by Governor of New York for virtual meetings to be continued to be held through September 4th of 2020. So with that, I'm just going to ask Council to give a brief synopsis of what this proposed local law will do, what the changes are from current zoning, and then we will open the public hearing up to the public.
Okay. The local law removes multifamily and two-family housing from every zoning district except the UR district, which currently is the only district in which multifamily or multiple family housing is allowed. And the R1 district, or R2 district. So R2 and UR allow two families. UR allows two families and multifamily, and the rest of them do not. And the law itself is just a cleanup and consistency of titles for sections and the bulk and use requirements, same thing. It's just removing them from all the districts except those two districts.
Okay. Great, thank you. And so at this time, we will operate just like we always do public hearings. If members of the public are here in person through a resolution and organizational meeting when we hold public hearings, each individual will have an opportunity to speak for an initial 5-minute period until everyone has had an opportunity to speak at least once. And then we will continue to allow everyone to have additional commentary time until everyone has had an opportunity for their comments to be made and recorded on the record. For those who would like to call in for comment, the telephone number is 518-792-1802. And the extension is 222, which will get you to the town board meeting room, and I will put you on speaker. And I'll ask Deputy Supervisor Newman to We also have another extension that the public can also use to reach the town board meeting room, and that number would be 500-792-1030 with the same extension 222. So you have two options to reach the town board meeting room. And then we open the public hearing at 6:30.
6:30.
Or close to 6:30. Well, we'll go to 6:45 and allow the public some additional time, and then the board will have the opportunity to either leave the public hearing open or to close it. One of the things that we have to do after the public hearing is the request of the zoning change has to be submitted to Sheriff County Planning Board for review. So that would be part of the process.
It's already been submitted. And the Sheriff County Planning, I was speaking with Mike Valentine about it, and they are looking at it at their meeting next Thursday, I believe.
So we, if anybody's wondering, we're not going to be taking action on this local law this evening and the regular town board meeting. So some other steps we have to take in. So I'm going to go over that. We had any written requests?
We have no responses.
Has the clerk received any?
No.
Okay. So like for the record, reflect that. The town has not received any correspondence in relation to the public hearing at this point in time on local proposal of the law for trees in 2010. So we have about three more minutes before 6:45, and if we have nobody contacting the town, we will end the public hearing this evening. So I guess that would be a 3 minute. So I know another way for public comment, I'll just offer to the board members that as the process moves forward, we'll be doing a secret short form AF Part 1, which will be signed by the supervisor, and Parts 2 and 3, we will go through the questions one by one. That'll have to also be signed by the supervisor. step in the process would be a resolution adopting Local Law 3 of 2020, notice of adoption, and then insert my plan to work for a law. So I anticipate that this will be on the agenda for August 25th at the board, so and it is 6:45. At this time, I'd like the record to reflect that we had no public input from any member of the public for the public hearing. We didn't receive any written correspondence for the record, and the board would like to. We can close the public hearing now or leave it open. My recommendation would be to close the public hearing.
Let's close the public hearing.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. So the public hearing is closed. So we will return here to the regular town board meeting at 7 p.m.
Ready?
Also. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting for the town of Monroe for August 11th, 2020, and call for a roll call.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. And before we begin, I just want to point out that we continue to hold virtual meetings here at Town Monroe. As a result of an extension that the governor has done through executive order, which is in effect through September 4th. So the public has access via the information on the agenda, which is on our website, townmonroe.org, for being able to view this evening's town board meeting. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. And we have two sets. We have July 14th, 2020, which was a regular town board meeting, and we also have the July 28th, 2020 meeting, which is an audit meeting. And we'll take them up separately. We're looking for a motion to approve the minutes of July 14th.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments, corrections on those meetings? Discussion? If not, all in favor?
Yes.
Right.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Second set of minutes is for the audit meeting for July 28, 2020. Would somebody like to move their adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously adopting the minutes. And for the record, I'd like it noted that I am abstaining from those minutes as I was unable to attend that meeting on the 28th. So thank you for that. The next item I have is to set future meetings and workshops. I don't have any that are required at this time. I don't know if any members have any requests. I'll be updating the board a little bit further down. I did meet with our insurance people. We'll get a lot of time out there. We'll probably have an insurance meeting as we get closer to the deadline for determining what plans we're going to go with.
That's health insurance?
Yes, under health insurance.
Okay.
So, update for COVID-19. I received notification today from Saratoga County about a potential low-risk COVID-19 exposure in the town of Wilton. Says that Saratoga County Public Health Department and its team of contact tracers have determined that there was a low-risk COVID-19 exposure at the Burger King in Wilton. Apparently, an employee tested positive for COVID-19 and worked on Friday, July 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wednesday, July 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Thursday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and finally, Friday, July 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Notice when it says that, well, the employee was tested positive. That employee was wearing a mask at all times. Anyone who visited this location on this day should self-monitor for signs and symptoms of COVID-19 and contact your healthcare provider to get a diagnostic test. Additionally, anyone can get a diagnostic test at the sites that are listed on the county website. I also have today's numbers for the COVID update regarding cases to date since the pandemic outbreak. In Saratoga County, there have been 800 cases, confirmed cases of COVID-19, and there have been 17 deaths. The number of recovered cases is 729. There's currently 54 active cases, and there are 3 individuals that are hospitalized. To date, 52,679 individuals have been tested. Item 4 on the city agenda is a statement reduction request. I had a conversation a couple weeks ago with the manager for the Monroe Lake State Park regarding a complaint that I had received from a town resident who lives on Old Saratoga Road. And after talking with Brian at the state park, he's familiar with the individual. They've had many conversations about the traffic issue. And in a nutshell, the issue is when the park really becomes crowded. They don't allow people in until people leave, and what can happen is there can be a backup on the highway, which cannot be seen because of the rise in the highway before you reach the entrance to the state park. And so it obviously creates a hazardous situation. Brian did say when that happens, they do allow people to get off the highway by entering the park for safety reasons, but they still have to wait within the gates. But sometimes it doesn't happen fast enough. There is signage down there that indicates that there is a potential for a traffic situation there at the entrance to Monroe State Park. But the bottom line is that he would, Brian would very much like to see a speed limit reduction. I believe it's 45 miles per hour, and he would like to see it reduced to 30. I know the town in the past has requested a reduction from the state with no success, but I said I would bring it to the town board and ask that they make a formal request again. And Brian did indicate that as part of that application for her request for a reduction that on behalf of the state park, he would be happy to write a letter of support. So if the board would like to authorize the clerk to make that request, we would move forward with that.
Sure.
Let's make that be a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
I can make a motion to authorize the clerk to request a reduction in speed limit on Saratoga Road in front of Monroe Lake State Park.
Second.
From 45 to 30.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And I'll reach out to Brian to get secure that letter so that it can belong to the request.
Okay.
Item 5 on this evening's agenda is a resolution regarding record retention and disposition. I believe, I know the clerk may be able to provide additional information, but I believe as a result of an act of the state legislature, municipalities are required to follow a certain schedule, which requires the adoption of a resolution. And so if the clerk has it, I'll ask her to read the resolution.
Resolved by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau that retention and disposition schedule for New York Local Government Records, LGS1, issued pursuant to Article 57A of the Arts and Cultural Affairs Law and containing legal minimum retention periods for local government records is hereby adopted for use by all officers in legally disposing of valueless records listed therein. Further resolved that in accordance with Article 57A, only those records will be disposed of that are described in retention and disposition schedule for New York local government records after they have met the minimum retention periods described therein. And B, only those records will be disposed of that do not have sufficient administrative, fiscal, legal, or historical value to merit retention beyond established legal minimum periods.
Thank you very much, Ann. Would somebody like to move that resolution?
I will move that one.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Reading that basically it's just that we're following the schedule that New York has put out there, and that I guess the purpose for that is just to have it on our books that we're following here.
We have to. These municipalities have to adopt the schedule.
Okay. So it's just a formal adoption of something that's there. Okay, great.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item this evening is an issue that we have addressed recently, but our employees are looking for continued clarification. And it's in relation to item 6 on the agenda, which I have listed as transfer station. The town board had modified the schedule and attempted to clarify at the request of the supervisor for the transfer station regarding guardways and brush, composting, leaves, grass clippings, things like that, fallen limbs. And when we modified the schedule sheet to highlight the requirements for yard waste and what the fees would be or whether it's free of charge, we had listed passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, and small utility trailers as not being charged for using the service. It was brought to my attention that with some staff down there, there continues to be a little confusion on what is a small utility trailer. And then a resident actually came into my office very unhappy with the lack of clarity and his interaction with our staff down there. So regardless, I said I'd bring it to the town board. We would look at it. If the board wants to clarify it further, we'll do so, and we would do it at this meeting. So the question I have for the board is, do we want to clarify for ease of implementation of the fee schedule by transfer station employees what constitutes a small utility trailer, which is currently we don't charge for? So I'm open to discussion on that, recommendations.
So discussion, and just reading this, you know, first off, you know, to actually define what a utility trailer is, the size of it. But the question that just popped into my head was, is somebody going to be able to argue that a dump trailer is a utility trailer? And my thought to that was, let's put, let's change the wording for state body trucks, dump trucks, and dump trailers have a $30 yard fee. Passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, and small utility trailers not exceeding 6x12 are no charge. Does that make sense? And is that acceptable?
Well, it certainly clarifies the ambiguity that's in our current fee schedule. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just wondering if there's a... I agree with the dump trailer part, because I brought that up as well. If you're a regular homeowner that has a small dump trailer than what we normally see out there, and then...
4x8 is the smallest I've seen. Well, maybe it's even a 6x8 dump trailer.
And I can see the value in owning that, then you don't have to hand unload it, right?
Sure.
Do we put a max size in the dump trailer for the no charge? Because if you're owning the dump trailer...
We're not putting the dump trailer in for no charge.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
The dump trailer, state body trucks, and dump trailers are $30 per load.
I'm okay with that.
And then to have, for passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, and small utility trailers not exceeding 6x12 to be no charge. It's all the we're not accepting anything from outbound.
Yeah, no, this is all for.
So?
We only accept crush from our time.
Then I would move to change the wording as to that of defining a small utility trailer as not exceeding 6x12 feet, and then adding in for state body trucks, and dump trailers, $30 per load. And if somebody has the opportunity where they have a dump trailer and they want to get rid of stuff, they can do it free of charge by bringing in that pickup truck.
Well, I think you have a good point, because dump trailers all have a fit. And anyway, it's not that you can hook it up to a super road pack or something like that. You would either be pulling it with a truck.
Usually.
So.
You got a utility trailer 6x12, which is as large as 20 or what? What happens if somebody's got a bigger one? They're going to be charged $30.
Then charge them as if it was a larger trip. You know, maybe we
can
put that in there too, just to be crystal clear.
So
we can visit this every month.
State by dump trucks, dump trailers, and utility trailers larger than 6x12.
Okay.
Just
to be crystal clear, because if somebody...
Yeah, that's right.
So, well, so if, we had, if we did that there, do we really need to define it in the no charge area?
We should.
Okay.
That way it's clear to the folks taking the money out the window.
And anybody else who grabs one of these sheets. Okay.
So, all right, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So, effective date. You want to do two Saturdays from like the 22nd, and we'll start handing out notices to everybody starting tomorrow. This one, or when is it? Thursday?
On Thursday. There'll be at least a time to type this.
So they'll have almost 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Or do
you want to do September?
No, 2 weeks is fine.
All right, so effective Saturday, August
22nd. Okay.
All right. So with that, that'll take a motion.
Okay.
To do that.
So.
I have most of it written down. I tried to scribble because it went back and forth because you had it one way and then you added it into the other way. So.
So for clarity, I'll make sure that this is what you have is what the board wants.
Okay.
I'd be looking for a resolution stating that the town road transfer station fee schedule page regarding yard waste is amended to read as follows: that passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, and small utility trailers no larger than 6x12 shall not be charged, and that state body trucks, dump trailers as well as utility trailers that exceed 6x12 will be a $30 per load charge.
So moved.
Second.
To be effective August 22nd.
Yes.
Good. Got that?
Who made the second? I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
For the opposed, motion carries unanimously. That'll make Ted do some other than that. Unrelated to that issue, but related to the transfer station. Ted brought to my attention that we have not, I don't think we've ever changed the sticker that people receive as a resident to use the transfer station. And he's aware of some instances where somebody who has moved out of town still has the original sticker and are coming in, putting brush in there for free. So I think that we need to have a rotation there. And I don't know if the transfer station wants to work with having the sticker that we issue.
We should talk about it.
Yeah.
To do one more, what, every 2 years or what?
Whatever you
guys want. Because I think nearly it would be too expensive. Or
yeah, no. I mean, probably every 4 years, 3 or 4 years from.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's never been updated, we probably should update it.
Okay.
So, if you guys want to come up with a nice design, and I don't like that.
All right. I'm thinking we could use the same design, just different color.
You know what? You can put the year on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you let you know that they're good for 4 years or something.
So they're pretty charged. It's just a matter of saying they have to print it out, and then hand it out.
Yeah. So I'm curious if he knows this individual is in town anymore. Can he say, can we afford how we, I mean, that's like what I was.
That is a viable argument.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
That's either registration of the vehicle.
Or just, yeah, I mean, I know it's hard to make him an enforcer.
I guess it would make the job for the employees that check in easier.
No, I agree with that. There's one particular scenario, it seems, it just happens to me.
I don't
agree with it. Hey, you don't live in this town anymore.
Yeah, I think we'll try to consider laying out the half date 2020, even 2025. You were a couple of years.
Okay.
Oh, can you look? I got that look.
I'm sure the Transfer Station Committee will come up with a very well organized update to our verification system.
Okay.
All right. Transfer Station. Reservation Department. So, this is an issue that we've addressed in the past regarding Thunder Cemeteries. If the board recalls, we worked with a property owner that has property that borders one of the town cemeteries on 9, and the fence that the town owned was in bad need of repair. It's actually fallen down. The town took the fence down, and the property owner next door very much wanted the fence to be replaced. So if you recall, I think Pete reached out at my request to the property owner and said if he'd be willing to split the cost, we would put the fence back up. So then COVID-19 hit, and we had a price that the town board had approved on February 11th, where materials would be $1,246.35. We authorized the rec leader to go to Lowe's to make the purchase. And unfortunately, because a lot of folks are doing home repairs because they have the time to do it now while they're spending more time at home, there was no availability for treated wooden stockade fence panels. And so we have a recommendation from Pete, and
he would like to move forward with installation of a new fence, but he would like to stay in the fence and with stain and polyurethane, and that will, that couple of the fact that the purchase wasn't made has increased the price that was approved by the town board on February 11th by $207.11. So I asked him to go out and get three more prices. You should have that sheet before you on August 7th. The this will be for 25 sections of 6 foot by 8 foot natural untreated wooden stockade fence panels, 26 4 by 4 posts and screws to replace the old Griswold cemetery fence on Route 9. He has a price from Home Depot, $1,568.45. He has a price from Lowe's of $1,453.46. And a price from Curtis Lumber for $1,636.68. So his recommendation is to go with Lowe's again, which is, as I indicated, additional $207.11. So I would need a resolution authorizing the purchase to be increased to $1,453.46. This will be paid from account 8110.4. Which has a balance of $1,285.10. But we did receive half of the cost from the property owner next door. So we're going to do a transfer.
We will increase our revenues and expenditures as the office.
Alright, so, but I can't authorize that until the one is there. Alright, so we're going to table that until the auditing.
Okay.
And we'll handle it then when we have sufficient funds from the donation that was made by the property owner, so it's properly recorded. Alright. Also, under rec, we have an email. I'm not sure if the board members received it or not from our rec leaders saying that we had received a grant from Dix in the amount of $349.90. Actually, it's a $200 gift card, and they are donating 120 flat disc phones on top of that for direct use. So it's actually the total value of $349.90. When Pete wrote the grant request, he had done so in December, and he had asked for a donation of footballs, cones, agility ladders, and some other miscellaneous items. And so what Dix had agreed to is indicated the 120 flat disc cones, as well as a $200 gift card, which can be used in any stores for footballs or any other needed equipment. So I just want to make the board aware of that.
Sorry to interrupt, if I may. Mr. Olchesky just texted me. He is concerned that if we wait, the material not be available, and then we'll be in a situation where, and again, I'm a purchaser of that fence, but does it have to wait at this point for auditing?
So, to be clear, it is inappropriate to authorize the expenditure of funds from a particular account when the money is not there.
Okay.
So I'm kind of surprised that a request was made to spend more money than was in the account.
So he did say the money was received, but it's in the incorrect account.
Does he know what account he wants to take that out?
We can do a transfer. It's currently in A500, which is an account used to hold money until it's ready to use. It can be transferred there. I can go pull
aforementioned fence work at a price of $1,453.46, which shall come from accounts 8810.4, which has a current balance as of August 31st of $1,285.10, with the remainder of the balance coming from account 8500.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed?
Yeah.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay.
And next item on the agenda, number 8, is from clerk request. We have a request to purchase a Fellows Power Shred 125 CI20 cross cut commercial shred. And the clerk has obtained 3 quotes. The first one's from W.D. Mason, the amount of $729.99. Next one is from Staples Online for $778.99. And the third quote is from Fellows Direct in the amount of $979. If the board recalls, this is something that we had budgeted for the 2020 budget, and we had budgeted $800 for that. And that money remains in account page 6989.1, which is the records management account. And her recommendation is to go with the B basin in the amount of $729.99.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have got everything under town clerk, right? Within the records management.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Items I'm on this evening's agenda I have listed as resignations. I regret to inform the public that we have, since our last board meeting, we received 2 resignations. The first one is from the chair of our planning board, Mr. Ron Zimmerman, and I'll read the resignation letter. It says, Dear Todd, this letter serves as my resignation from the planning board. Tonight will serve as my, this was received in my office July 21st. Tonight will serve as my last meeting. Thank you for allowing me to serve the people of the town of Monroe. This opportunity has exposed me to numerous challenges as well as a chance to continually develop my engineering skills. I've enjoyed watching the town of Monroe grow and prosper under your leadership, as well as the town board. Please pass along my gratitude to Kathy Perez and the extended team at Town Hall. Feel free to call upon me if I can be of further assistance in the future. I just want to thank Ron for 18 years to serve our community on the planning board and last four as chairman of the planning board. With his background and experience, has served our residents very well. He's seen a lot of changes in the town, positive changes, and was actively involved with them. So, on behalf of the residents, the town board of residents, I want to thank Ron for his service. And I would ask the town board for a resolution to accept his resignation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? It is adopted.
18 years. That's what I mean.
And also, under resignations, I received hand delivered today, and it was also with great regret a resolution from council member, or I'm sorry, a resignation letter from council member Gina LeClaire, and I will read that for the board and the public. She writes,
dear Supervisor Kuzniers and fellow town board members, as I have learned during nearly 13 years serving as a member of the Monroe Town Board, making decisions on behalf of our residents involves anticipating the future without knowing what that may bring. The same is true when you apply it to your family. This year, unforeseen changes which impact my family will grow will now significantly impact my ability to continue to serve our community as a council member on the Monroe Town Board. As a result, after a long and careful period of reflection, I have made a very difficult decision to step down as a member of the town board. My resignation will be effective August 10th, 2020. I want to take this opportunity to thank the residents of our town for allowing me to represent them for four terms on the board. It has been such a fun and rewarding experience to do so, and I very much appreciate the confidence that they have had in me. I also truly enjoyed working with our town employees. Their dedication to our community is immeasurably strong. It has also been an honor and privilege to serve the Supervisor Kuzniers. His dedicated work ethic, willingness, and ability to tackle difficult issues while making the right decisions will position the town for a bright future. Together with Deputy Supervisor Noonan and the rest of the town board, Monroe will be an even greater place to live and raise a family. With sincere and grateful thanks, Gina LeClaire, Town Council. So, again, another individual that has served our community for a very long time. She was in the fourth term. I was a council member when she was first elected, and she has made a huge impact in some key areas during her tenure on the board. When she came on, she was very interested in recreation and the rec park. She was instrumental in getting community gardens in place in the early days of her term. And that was very successful at the time. She played an integral part in our trails program, was involved in the Big Boom Trail project, very much wanted to expand recreational opportunities for our residents, as well as those from outside the area. And she also was a huge supporter and played an intricate role in getting sewer approved along the Route 9 corridor. So it'll be a huge loss for the town, but I know, in the next phase of her life, she will be doing something that is very much important to her and her family, and she's looking forward to taking on those challenges as time marches on. So again, on behalf of the Monroe Town Board and the residents of the town of Monroe, I'd like to thank former council member Gina LeClaire for all that she has contributed to our residents. So,
she's probably watching this right now.
Oh, I know. So job well done for Gina. And she was a true partner with me on many of the important projects that we took on. So we will miss her greatly. So with that, I'll have to ask for a resolution to accept her resignation.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor?
Yeah.
Any opposed? And for the record, I'm regretfully voting yes.
All right.
So, with the resignation come vacancies, and so we have one vacancy now on the planning board as a result of Ron Zimmerman resigning. As the board is aware, we have two alternates on the planning board, and we have an individual, Meredith Smith Mathias, so she served for over a year and a half now as an alternate, and it was an excellent addition on the part of this board to the planning board. She's currently a project manager with Environmental Design and Research. Is that the name?
There's nothing to add.
Oh, there is.
She recently joined National Grid.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so she's currently with National Grid. At the time of her appointment, she took an alternate position. She was a project manager for environmental design in Glenmont. She was also a project manager from 2012 to 2017 with Pyramid Network Services. Prior to that, she worked in site acquisition and zoning as a zoning specialist from 2007 to 2011. And she also worked for about five or six years as a planner with the LA. So she has an incredible amount of hands-on real-world experience, which I think would serve the planning board well, especially as we're moving into a phase in the town and row where there will be a lot of important projects coming before the planning board that relate to our commercial corridor. She has a Bachelor of Arts from Fordham University, as well as a Master's in Regional Planning from the State University of New York at Albany. She has also a plethora of professional certifications and memberships. I'm not going to read through them all. So my recommendation would be to appoint Meredith to the unexpired term of Ron Zimmerman on the planning board.
I'll second that. Or I'll make a motion to. So, sorry.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Is there a consultation from
the planning board? Yeah, I think it's a great
one. What's the pretty impressive qualification?
I don't know how much Ron had left in his term. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's fine.
We can pass it down. I get that.
I don't need it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great move for us to make to slide into that seat. Her knowledge is just second to none right now for our folks on the board and what she can bring to that. So I think she's going to be great for us as we develop down the corridor here. And she knows things because it's part of her daily life that other folks aren't aware of. So I think it's going to be a great addition for our planning board.
Okay. Any roll call vote?
We've got a motion and a second on. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Any opposed? Meredith is appointed unanimous. So that brings us to another vacancy we have. And this one's on the town board. And
when he just appointed Meredith, he appointed her as chair or just to fill a seat?
No, okay. Just to fill a seat. We will be doing another appointment. Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that it was understood from the end that it was just for.
All right, actually, why don't we wrap that up? So, with Ron's departure, we do not have a chairman of the planning board. And I have had conversations with Pete Jensen, who is a former chair of the planning board. I think he's been there for at least as long as Ron was there, both as a board member and during a period of that time as chairman of the board. I reached out to him knowing that we've got some important projects coming up Monday at planning board meeting on Monday, and asked Peter if he would be willing to serve as chair for the remainder of the year, and he said he would very much like to do that. So if the board's okay with that, we'll have to do a resolution appointing him as chair of the planning board.
I just got a question. Is that something you said?
Sure.
Does the chair get appointed on a yearly basis?
Yes, at the organization.
Okay.
So it would be through in the show.
Great, must be up here.
Great, well, I'm excited too, it'd be even better, it puts us in a tough spot if we don't chair the board, so I think he's got the experience, it'd be good for us.
Yeah, and he's a licensed architect on the board, which is helpful with some of the issues they have to deal with. And so we'll have to make a offer resolution making that appointment.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, so we took care of planning board. All right, so as I started to touch on, we have a vacancy now on the town board. And so with a 5-member board, that leaves us with the potential for an inability to make decisions on every issue that comes before us if there's a split vote.
And on the 4-member board.
Pardon? 4-member board, yeah. You have the potential for a 2-2 with... I think there's a level of expectation from our residents that we're able to always come to a decision, Democratic decision on key issues. We will have a lot of issues coming up over the next 7 months that very important issues. They impact many different aspects of. Our residents' lives, and I don't know what the board wants to do with that. I'm open to suggestions.
Our planning board, we just appointed somebody,
yeah.
But that was somebody who was an alternate, yeah. Kind of already in the pipeline.
Yes.
Can we appoint somebody to a board seat? Just like we just did with the planning board seat?
So I believe state law provides for town boards to have the legal authority to vote to fill vacancies in the town board.
That's true. You can, by majority vote, you would have the right to appoint anybody who lives in town or out of the board team and meets the requirements. To fill a genus seat.
Okay.
And you would fill it, and I know you look confused. The way you would fill it, what day is it?
August
11th. Okay, so the way you would fill it is it would go through, you'd have an election next November to fill it. So whoever would have it would have
yes,
the rest of this plus all of next year, but the election for that seat would be next November. Because of the timing.
We're
not
much. Yeah, so that's one thing.
So not the November 2020 election.
No, it's too late for that.
So, okay.
Well, my question to that is, there's two members
yep.
that our term would be expiring that next.
Yep.
Right, so it'll be
three years. But does that make that seat for 4 years or for 2 years?
It would be the
full term.
So then we're always going to be a three.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good question, but I'd have to look and see.
Is that going to be two?
It would be in the general election, but it would be a special election for that seat. So it may only be one more year on that seat. I think that's good. It would be one more year to fill out the expiration of that
seat. Yeah, that's
how it would work. So it would look funky on ballot then, right? Like it would, or how would.
No, that seat would be a 1-year seat.
Okay.
And yours would be 4 years.
And then we go back to two board members every 2 years. Because the election would be for the unexpired term. That was her name, right?
Right, and she's a 4-year term.
So she just got elected. She served half of the first year of the term.
Okay.
So the way the election law is written is that the election... would be held not this fall, but the following fall, and
And that election would be to fill the unexpired term, which is only 1 year.
It would be 1 more year, because it would be
this year
and next year. It would be 2 more years, you're right. It would be this year and next year.
Right. So the election would result in another 2 years.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, that answers my question. Are we prepared to move forward?
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
Please. To be 100% honest with you, the only person I can honestly think of at the moment is Alan, who was on the board as a vote for quite some time and didn't make it through the last election cycle. I know he's still involved in the planning board. So I know he's still involved. I know he's helped us with tech stuff, you know, that I've had with that, of course. I know he's still involved heavily. So I don't know, I mean, what his thoughts would be.
Well, I've actually talked to him about it. Oh. When he, after he was defeated, he very much wanted to be, in the general election, he very much wanted to continue to be involved. Right. In town government, and that's how, you know, his interest in the planning board was something right. I very much wanted to do. So he's already serving our community as a planning board member. When I learned that Gina was beginning to, she had some issues going on, I learned within the past several days that she was going to make a decision, possibly make a decision. I actually reached out to Alan to see if it was something that, you know, does he want to get back into a town board role? Because it would mean that you'd have to resign from the planning board because you can't serve the two roles at the same time, obviously. And we don't want to run afoul of state law on that. And he very much would be interested. I didn't know that. You know, that it would be such a quick decision for the vacancy. Mm-hmm. But I know that he's interested in.
Okay, so how do we get him?
Well, so the town board, has the authority under state law to make an appointment.
Yeah. Depending on the resignation.
So if you wanted to appoint him, it would have to be, the resolution would have to be, in his particular instance, he would be appointed to the town board to fill the term as prescribed by state law.
Right, it would be, right. So,
and subject to resignation from the planning board and filing his oath of office.
Right. What he needs to do, what you all have to do to be on board.
So, if you did a resolution, it would have to include all that. So, we as a municipality don't run afoul of having an individual on two boards.
Yep.
It would be a violation statement. I would say yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking also, I mean, you know, with him, I've been thinking about who I've had a conversation with in the last, you know, months or years, and you know, either they're giving me a shout about what's going on the board, and they say, well, are you interested in joining the board? And not really many people have stepped up to say, yeah, they really want to be a part of that, you know? So I'm just trying to think, you know, all around, you know, he's really the one right now that I can think of as such still a key interest in being part of it, representing town.
Well, it's kind of a unique situation because, you know, if we wanted to open up to other members of the public, they've never been elected before, they haven't served in this capacity. In the particular case of Alan, you know, he served 1 term, 4 years. Wanted to serve a second term. He received 85% of the vote that Gina received. So there is in our community a distinct interest in having them in government. And from a personal note, and I said this when it was his last board meeting, you know, elections had already come and gone in November. Alan was in his last week in serving on the town board, and then we had the spyware issue, the ransomware issue here at town hall. And Christmas morning, he came and worked nonstop until we were able to ensure recovery of all the town files. That's a measure of character. I mean, if somebody loses an election, and you can feel, they didn't want
somebody, to. Somebody needs to close the door and have a look
at it. Yeah.
I mean, he's continuing
to. So I think, that is something that shows his commitment to the town, our community. He was very instrumental in working on the sewer. He and Gina both worked, alongside us to make sure we were successful in getting that sewer district created. He's very involved at the REC. I think he served on the REC committee at least a couple of years.
Yes.
And so we have somebody that has an interest, did a great job while they were here, would like to continue to serve the town in some capacity, in a greater capacity than he currently is. I think he would be somebody that we should seriously consider.
I agree.
I don't know if anybody feels either.
Certainly, he's got some experience here with the board and stuff. But kind of said, there's not a whole lot of people stepping up. my community, no issues. So I think he'd be a good fit there.
Would you like to move forward tonight on it?
I'm comfortable with lowering.
Say that.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that,
we need a resolution.
We would need a resolution that that appoints Alan Van Tassel to the position of town board as a result of the vacancy created by the resignation of council member LeClaire, subject to resignation from the planning board and filing of his oath of office. Does that work, Council?
How about effective?
Effective upon resignation from the planning board and filing of his oath of office. Sorry.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm hoping he's actually still interested, to be honest with you. Because when at his last meeting, I think I made a comment about how I learned a lot from him in a short period of time. He's got a wealth of knowledge that he can bring to our board. And I'm really happy to have him back on the board with us. Because he brings a lot.
And, there's a mechanism in place that he'll still have to run for the election. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got all our bases covered. The town in a row will have the ability to have a fully complemented board as we take on some of the issues coming up here in the fall. And we continue to move our community forward. So any other discussion on that?
You just can't call.
Do you have a resolution?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we now have a 5-member board. So we have Stewart before the planning board.
Right.
We have
an alternative there. We can act on quite a bit at the next meeting.
Yeah, and so we have another alternate already. And Purdue, so she can slide up in the absence of a member, right?
Yes.
To, but do we have an advertisement for
this still on our website for additional alternates?
I don't believe so.
All right, so we should probably update.
Are you meeting Monday?
Yes, the story is on the agenda. And I can tell you that our community very much wants to see that project approved and move forward. So they're on the agenda for Monday. So we will update our website so that everyone knows we're looking for alternates to the planning board because of the vacancies and shuffling around with some members. Anything else on appointments at this time? I think that's good.
For my knowledge, that's it.
Unless somebody else has a question. All right, so thank you for that. Just have a few supervisor items. First one is, I'm sure everybody's seen that DOT continues to work at the intersection of 197 and 32, doing ditching and replacing culverts down there. They still have more work to do. I know on some of the days when the weather hasn't been ideal, they've had it shut down. But the good news is they're there, they continue to work. Hopefully that helps residents in that particular area with surface water, and we will see. We did have Flint Falls Transit did the counts. They put out the counters on Old West Road and Washburn Road. I don't have the results from that yet, but I want to let you know that they were there. They completed those counts, and I'll be reaching out later the week trying to find out when we'll get some information back, what that information needs, and then maybe we'll be able to make some changes there if we can. I got a call from Jesse today, and the village is working on their tower to repaint it, which requires them to take power offline. However, they currently have the ability to pump about 7,000 to 8,000 gallons a day, which just about meets the requirements. They did ask if the town would be okay with allowing our valves to open up if the pressure would drop down because of demands for fire flow, something that Interstate DOH wanted the village to do. I said it wouldn't be a problem. We have our IMA agreement in place anyway. And so Jesse has turned the full turn the valves on when he received notice that the pressure in the village has dropped below a certain threshold so that they're adequately protected. We are also doing, we're about to begin work on the Nolan Road Water Institute Tower. If you recall, they're updating the antennas, cell phone antennas on top of that tower. It's to do 5G internet service. They already have secured a building permit. They've got an extension on that building permit as recently as February of this year. Town engineer has reviewed the 100-ton crane coming in, so there was some concern about the translucent pipe in there. The engineers have approved a plan that they have to follow so that they don't have any damages there for the water system. I met with our insurance people last week, Jaeger and Flynn. We actually have a little bit of good news from a health insurance premium standpoint. Going with the same two plans that we offer, we're looking at an approximate, well, actually an exact increase, a slight increase, on the HMO, which is the CDPHP renewal, as it currently is, 2.5%. And then that's for, I guess that's total coverage. And the reason that it's so low is that, ironically, because people aren't working, there aren't as many claims in, people are at home, they're healthier, they're not home. So we benefit, but they did indicate that next year is going to be a struggle, next year meaning after 2021. There's an expectation that we're going to see some pretty significant rate increases. So we don't have to take this up until October. I don't know if the insurance committee wants to meet with them independently. If you recall, they come in before we adopt it and go over with our non-union employees the plans and what it means, and then they go over that meeting with all of our unionized employees just so everybody's informed and on the same page. So it's good news from a budgeting standpoint. Pretty cut and dry.
At this point, we're not changing plans.
No.
It's just going to be the same increase.
Yeah. Okay. The increase is for the more expensive plan. I think the increase was 4%? 4.2? This is for the MVP EPO solar plan. And if you recall, this is something an employee has the option to go into. It's more expensive, you pay more money, you have greater coverage.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have to get it. They have the choice of going into the cheaper one. Mm-hmm. Or so that one has a 4.87% increase in the one for most of our employees is a 2.5% increase. The board members get these in the boxes?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we can get them to you. I have a folder on it for each board member to review. Just a heads up, something that we will have to vote on
in
October. I have correspondence from Surgery County Property Tax Services from their property information specialist, Christine Aldred. And I can give them a board member one, so basically a thumbnail sketch of the process for processing tax bills. But the important thing that was included in that, and this will impact set budget time. As you recall, we send some of our sales tax revenue back to the county.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have to decide on that by November 4th. So we have some time on that, but as we go through the budget process, because we have such a change in sales tax,
yes.
We have to look at this carefully and see if we want to continue that practice. We're the only town in Saratoga County. And this may be basically a relief mechanism for us to help us at budget time. So we'll have to, it's just for food for thought for when that comes up. That's all I have on the supervisor items. Committee reports? Committee reports?
No, we just discussed the transportation. We touched on the fuel westfield. Then we talked about them, also checking the Palmer Road, because they were using that. Basically,
oh,
if you're going to do that, I'm going to
take it. Yeah, I didn't get confirmation.
Okay. So I saw a comment about that a few weeks ago. No, not a Palmer, over on that. Over the way, so I took a ride over the Palmer Road. So I was just wondering if they were going to follow through.
Palmer Ridge Road, right?
Yeah.
office this morning, he needs some help.
His
desk was like this, the code enforcement was like that. Holy cow, can we get any?
We've just extended the advertising for 2 or 4 more weeks in the sample. I don't think I've received any applications on it.
No.
It's a challenging position.
You're the bad guy. We talked about that this morning. You went up the bat.
So it's good to have him outside of town.
That's why he was great, because he didn't know he was going to get a job.
Oh, he did a good job.
But why didn't he get a real good job?
He was great.
He was great. The other thing is, too, is that I don't know. Where are we going with the solar panel?
So,
I'm kind of frustrated with it.
I talked to council about that a little bit earlier in the week. I actually had some ideas to keep the process moving. I actually ran it by one of the landowners who wanted to propose a project to see if it was something that they may be interested in. And if you recall in the draft that the board members have seen in the other zones in the town, we had percentages where we would allow them, but it couldn't be more than a certain percentage. So, I tossed that out there and I asked them to talk with this company representatives, see if that's something that would be amenable, and he said he'd be back to me. We have to keep the process moving forward. We have to have consensus, at least by the majority of the board, and kind of all over the place.
And I understand that. And maybe we have to come in here and lock that door and work the differences out. And if there's questions that we have that we can answer as far as the effect of having soil, decommissions, anything like that, we can bring in some experts to help us out with that. But right now we're stuck. I know we're stuck. And it is frustrating because when I signed on for this, we said we're going to do another 6 months, and we're definitely going to have something done with it, but we're going to have 6 months, and we're not any closer than we were back in January. So it's kind of frustrating.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, we have one draft. We've had one draft.
Well, hold on. We have had one draft after working quite a bit with NYSERDA and working with, looking at all like 15 other towns and their laws and putting it together. Working with the model ordinance that's put out by NYSERDA and going to, I personally went to a couple different seminars about this. So the draft you folks got in June was fairly, it was 10, 12 pages. It was fairly extensive. And you talked about it, I believe, for about an hour and a half, just the board comments back and forth. We followed up and, with you on a number of emails indicating, okay, you folks are split down the middle. You told me to go back and put in what we said, but you can't because part of you said we want X, and the other part of you said we want Y. Well, obviously I can't put X and Y in because they cross each other out. So my email to you last week, I think it was maybe, was to the effect that we can move forward, but you haven't told me what we want in there. So I think before it goes to the public, the language goes to the public, this board has to, and it doesn't have to agree 100%. I mean, that's not, but like a consensus, like, okay, we can't agree on this, but we're comfortable enough with this is the language. Let's see what the public says. So I guess I'm going to need from you folks what language you want in there. Because at this point, I can't put anything else in there because you guys are, and I don't mean guys, but apparently guys are split down the middle. So I guess to that point, I think what we need to do perhaps is, I don't think there's a lot of people in the room, but look at it, and I sent you folks an email saying this is what your differences are. I will follow up again and send it again tomorrow and say, what do you want me to do? And then you folks just come to us to do it.
So what we need is to keep the process moving. So I'll reach out, we'll work, we'll take each section, and we'll have 2 columns that board members will provide.
first one. Just make your job easier. We're not making your job easier right now, I can tell you that.
I'm excited.
I think we have to get to the point where we have to agree to disagree, work our differences out, and get something to hand to you to be able to. But we got to get to that. Is it a workshop that we have to have? Is it,
Well, I think we have to get the document, because we've already had how many discussions that we had.
Well, even before you looked at the language, it was talked about at almost every meeting before COVID for probably 6 months. It at least didn't brought up.
Which hasn't helped us since COVID.
That's going to slow things down.
And now, you know, we have all Gina's comments, which are I'll still incorporate them, but now you have Alan, who hasn't looked at this. So I presume the board would want him to look at it and provide his comments as well. So that's just going to add another layer. It may not be...
It's like to see something start, the wheels start to move a little bit, do whatever you can to break that habit, to get the wheel moving.
Yeah, they're slow, but they just move it.
I know I'm right there, we don't see what people look at right now. And I know that you're doing your job on that kind of point.
No, I just want to
know. Whatever we have to do as a group, including you, get this to hang and get it going, because I think it's a disservice to our property owners not to get this thing going. And I think this is a new solid opportunity because we're getting this thing down low for so long. So that's
fine. Well, we're not, just to be clear, we have not.
It's been a year. It's been a year. And 6 months, another 6 months.
That's over.
I know it's slow, but I realize that. That's why I'm trying to speed things up a little bit. That's all.
Good luck. Do you know you're at a speed of government? How are you?
Whatever we can do, me personally, the rest of the board, we'd like to see us get going and work on this together and try to find something. We need a consensus. So you can do your job. I understand.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. I'm thinking. So we had an original schedule like a public hearing for my server and somebody else. Do they have any PowerPoints or anything like that that they might supply? Or are they in a position where they can actually do a presentation here in the Zoom?
There's a packet.
They're going to
talk to you about what the state provides for, but we already know. I mean, we already know what's out there. That's how we came to construct what the board had before them found. I mean, we didn't expect that out of the blue, that we were working from. We weren't reinventing the wheel. We were going with what some other communities did, what we collectively liked or didn't like. That's how we got to starting.
Yep. Okay.
We can. And what do you think that does?
That works. I'm happy to do whatever you folks would like me to do. So what I'll do is I will break it up into the different sections and email it to everyone. I'll include Alan. If you give me an email about this change. And just if I can have you folks then respond to me in a timely manner, like within a number of days. Then we can move this along.
I'll do it again.
You know me, I'll be on it.
All right, so last item on the agenda, unfortunately, we need an executive session to discuss the unnamed Tom Monroe employee in relation to their job. Or?
How about their employment history?
Strike job, say employment
history. Would somebody make the motion to go into executive session?
Second.
And all in favor?
Yes.
It should be very brief.
Ready?
All set. All right, I'd like to welcome everyone back. I will need a motion to come out of executive session and have that motion reflect that we did not
not take any action in executive session.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We're now in open session, and I have no further business this evening.